Shania Twain to get us going on this Thursday, 17th of September, Friday's Eve. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. How is your Thursday morning? All 8.5 minutes nearly of
it. Flying, so it is. I can't believe the time already.
Best 8.5 minutes you've had in a long time, really.
I have to say, it probably is. The time is flying in. Unbelievable.
Shania Twain starting us off, still doing her thing in Vegas.
She is she? Yeah, she's still doing the residency.
From Planet Hollywood.
Yes.
Apparently. I always thought that was just a restaurant.
Well, I suppose everything in Las Vegas is just sort of a restaurant. It's just a hotel and restaurant in Las Vegas, isn't it?
See, I've never... Have you been?
Oh, a few times, yeah.
You see, I've never been. That would be on my bucket list.
Ah, yeah, it's well worth seeing for a couple of days.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, people always sort of say, oh, yes, okay, it's very kitschy, very...
That's the best thing about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I'd love the madness of it.
Oh, you would, yeah. I think you would, yeah.
Yeah.
And now after...
Now, I'd probably be absolutely homeless as a result of it. I'd probably become totally addicted to gambling and... You know, I'd end up having to live in the deserts of Nevada.
As a result. You wouldn't. It doesn't take you long to work to find out how things work, unless you want to go to gamble.
Do they kind of do? Do they like teach you? Do they do classes on how you're supposed? Because I'm not sure I'd know how to play half the games that they play.
There's a bit of.
I'd end up spending my life on the slot machines.
There's a bit of figuring out. Blackjack is your beginner's game, really.
Yeah.
And then you find the cheapest.
Although with my
table.
Math skills, God knows what could happen there.
Oh yeah, I
twist.
Find blackjack.
What are you
easy.
Talking about? Twist? I don't know.
Snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You.
Did you play? Did you gamble when you were there?
Oh, I played blackjack. Yeah, I played a lot of blackjack. Yeah, I did a lot of blackjack.
And got out of there with the clothes on your back.
Well, one time I did.
Excellent.
First time I didn't understand what I was even playing. I was just sitting at tables where things were getting happened.
Yeah, you thought you were playing gin rummy.
Yeah, yeah. And people were like, "Oh, so would you like to make a move?" I was like, "I have what is it? The game." And everyone would roll their eyes. And then I touched something, and everyone just took tenors off me. So I
sounds like a fun city.
Yeah, it was great crack. So I decided I'll stick with blackjack. At least I can blackjack's handy.
Yeah,
you know, and they'll do a lot of the counting for you with blackjack.
Oh really? Yeah,
they'll be like, you've
got 21.
Oh, they don't. It's much more subtle. They just like they draw you 5 and a 3, and they go 8, and you go,
is it
8 what? Okay, I'll have £8.
Yes. Okay, give me the 8 then. No, you have it. Well, give me whatever
I
need.
Well, I'm not paying you again.
Aha! Take on me. Actually, wasn't it Morton Harkness' birthday during the week?
It was,
didn't we have him on the birthdays during the week?
We did. We certainly did.
Yeah, Morton Harkness. Aha! Take on me. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. 17th of September, about to do the birthdays.
And yes, we are.
Starting with a real smoothie.
Oh, a real smoothie.
Jez Lynham is celebrating his birthday today.
Jeepers, Mr. Moose Douche.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah,
Jez Lynham, of course, who you don't see anything of anymore.
Not at all. I don't know. Is he retired? Did he just retire, or what's the crack?
I suppose probably he did, but other sort of, you know, sports types hung around a bit longer. Although maybe not as long as this guy, to be fair.
I would have thought he's knocking on the door of his 80s. I would have thought.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
You're the one that can see him, can't you?
Well, exactly, but you have me rattled lately. You're getting it so accurate.
No accurate. I got one.
I'm afraid to say anything.
You're outrageous. You're an outrageous whore of a man. 77.
78.
Ah, fat off life, God.
Is what he is, Des Lynham. And then one of our own. In fact, a man who's been on this very show, I'm delighted to say, and was a lovely man, even though we weren't talking about him about his own sport. But Ken Doherty.
Oh, I really like Ken Doherty.
The darling of Dublin, even though we were talking to him about horse racing.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah,
he was giving us
his
tips. By the way, just a little thing.
Say,
lovely fella. Don't ever back a horse based on
that. Don't ever take a tip from Ken Doherty. He lovely bloke. We love talking to him. We look forward to it every day.
Yeah.
He's the snooker man. But oh my goodness.
He couldn't pick. Honest to God.
I think he was saying horses that weren't even in the races now. old donkeys that he used to be fond of.
I tell you what he is, though. He's a great storyteller.
brilliant storyteller. And some of the stories he has to tell.
Actually, has he got a, he has a book out, does he?
Or I don't know, does he?
I wonder, does he? If he does,
I'd
it would be a good
that
read.
Now. I'd yeah. absolutely read that.
Because he has stories, and they're not necessarily all snooker stories.
Not at
he's
all.
Just, he's come in contact with lots of other.
His Michael Jackson story is off the charts. The seven levels of hotel that he had to go through to meet Michael Jackson, like it was Dante's Inferno. It's a you have to ask him about it if you see him. It's
wow.
It's unreal. And then by the time he got to the seventh level, there was an emergency and Michael Jackson left. It's mad stuff. I'd say what age is he? He's about 52.
51.
Ah,
Ken Doherty.
I'm telling you something. And look at you over there. You used to like when I was doing good at this.
No, you have me rattled. I'm going to have to get Mike to check the technology. You have me rattled. You have me. I don't know what to be believing.
You're a
mouse is moving on their own
there's
and everything.
Nothing happening.
Somebody, I'll tell you something. Something's afoot. I smell a rat.
There's nothing afoot. Come in and look at me, computers.
Right, what about this one? We'll give you your beloved Formula One.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like Formula One. That's fine.
Stop saying that.
It.
It's your beloved Formula One. You love it. And it is the birthday of Damon Hill.
All right.
Who's. To be honest with you, was he that good at Formula One, actually?
He was in the era, I suppose, yeah.
I suppose, in fairness, he was a world champ in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And he was also in a band called Sex, Hitler and the Hormones.
Was he?
Mm.
I suppose you need a distraction from flying around at a million miles an hour, yeah.
Yeah, sex. And living the jet set lifestyle.
Sex and Hitler.
It says Sex, Hitler and the Hormones.
Sex, Hitler and the Hormones.
Was the name of his band.
It's a catchy title. I can't see it working these days.
Can't see it taking off.
I suppose Damon Hill of the Sex, Hitler and the Hormones.
And it's also a significant birthday for Damon Hill, by the way.
Oh, then he's 50.
And then we're 60.
Oh, for
Steady.
Fart off.
Right, there's still a couple more. Anastasia is in there as well. I know, you only really know her from that one big hit. Maybe two big hits.
Umbrella.
No, Anastasia. Left Outside Alone.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Who does the Umbrella?
Rihanna.
Oh, they sound similar. Which one was the one that got in trouble then with the farmer?
With the farmer, that was Rihanna.
So which one's Anastasia then?
Anastasia is, Left Outside Alone. Well, she doesn't sing it quite like that.
Yeah.
She's not as good as that.
Forget what I'm after, going out without the phone.
She had another big hit. And I can't for the life of me think of what it was.
I can't picture her for the life of me.
She's kind of
All the rest of the pop stars, not really.
Actually, do you know the Appleton sisters from All Saints?
The what? I didn't know.
I was going to say I thought she looked a little bit like that.
Jeez, I'm having a rash at.
What about, who else would she
When was that about...
What year was that a hit?
Where was the sugar on your phone?
Left Outside Alone.
I recorded this on my phone. I was going to tell you about the quality.
That's a very good question. When would that... It would have been a while ago.
Right, she's 43.
She's 52.
Ah, for God's sake.
She married her bodyguard. Sounded like life imitating art, like except she wasn't in the bodyguard. But you know what I mean.
She just wanted to be the real part of Whitney Houston's movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
After the story was told.
That's it.
That is the story I choose for my life, is what she did.
Right, and then the last one, the curveball this morning, is a bit of a weird one because I couldn't tell you what this man looks like. Right?
Right.
Except it's a very famous name. Baz Luhrmann. Celebrating his birthday.
I haven't a clue what he looks like. I just know he's written music for so many movies. Almost every movie we've ever seen.
And directed lots of them as well.
Yeah,
Moulin Rouge and...
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah, and Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, did he do that?
Yes.
I don't like either of them at all now.
And then it was 99 when he had that sunscreen thing.
Yeah, which was... I remember that. I remember the year exactly because I remember one of the girls in me drama class was telling me what a wonderful thing it was and how it's just this... very wise man giving you advice, and then I listened to it and I was like, "Oh, geez, it looks like some of the Dalai Lama come out."
Apart from always wear sunscreen, I'm trying to think of what the other, I'm trying to think of what the lyrics of the song were.
Oh, respect your knees. You'll need them one day. Some of the most interesting. Your knees, yeah. Yeah, he says that. Yeah, respect your knees.
You'll need them one day.
Yeah, you'll appreciate them one day, or something like that. And then some of the best friends I have don't know what they want to do in their 40s. Never mind in their 20s. Oh my god. Is this a real song? You know.
That was huge. That was a number one for ages.
Live in California for, or live in New York for a while, but leave before it makes you get hard. Live in California for a while, but leave before it makes you get soft. This is all the nonsense that's in that song. I swear to God. And she was like, it's the greatest thing. I'm there, I'm not doing, what are you talking about? It's Dalai Lama stuff.
It just goes to show how easy it is to form a cult.
Doesn't it?
You can get anybody to follow you. Oh. He probably made that up. Do you know what that is? That's probably the Baz Luhrmann probably did what Nick Kershaw did with the riddle. I can't make out and rhyme here.
I'm just going to stick you.
I know. Respect your knees. You'll need them one day.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Yeah, so respect your knees. Don't forget to wash your face in the morning. You'll need to do that. And look at the here. I've actually Googled some of the lyrics. Look, enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You won't understand the power and beauty.
Never mind.
You won't understand the power and beauty of youth until they've faded.
Brilliant.
Wow, wisdom. You look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you. You're joking. I look back now and think, how did they even get through that crap? Don't feel guilty. Oh, there's the. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're not.
Wow, that's deep, man.
Deep, isn't it?
That's deep. I don't know how. We should adopt that as a philosophy.
Isn't it, yeah?
That's like sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. What are you going to do, eh?
Here's a great one. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't, he says.
Wow.
Maybe you'll divorce at 40 and maybe you'll dance the funky chicken at the 75th birthday party.
Brilliant.
There you go now. Genius.
That actually sounds like a lad that you sauntered up to at a bar somewhere.
Sounds like it does, and he won't shut up while you're trying to enjoy the match. Here, come here. Tell you what.
If you ask me, I mean, look, I've had a strange life. Sometimes you marry, sometimes you don't.
Some of your friends come and go, but a precious few, you should hold on to them. That's what he literally says. Wisdom. I gotta say, Baz Luhrmann is like 82.
He's 58.
Oh my god, he sounds like such an elder. My god.
He doesn't even have the right to be dishing out life advice.
He doesn't even have the right. When he wrote this, he was only in his 20s.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. 6:32. How are you today, sir?
Very well.
Friday's Eve. You're within touching distance of having another week under your belt. You can scratch another 5 lines off your prison wall.
Yeah, another 30-odd days then. You know, it's gradually getting there.
Yeah.
It's a big countdown.
John, in case anybody's under any misconception, John doesn't particularly like having to get up in the morning and work with PJ himself.
I wouldn't say I don't like it.
I wouldn't say that out loud. I might think it. But,
I certainly don't think it either. I feel myself that I'm very happy to be part of this wonderful team that have landed so many awards and successes over the recent past number of years.
John makes it sound like he had a solicitor write that up for him. Just read this out. They can't get you if you read this out.
This dry attempt at humour stroke conversation never seems to work, really. You know, no matter my best efforts.
I have to say, I find it very entertaining, John.
I think it works brilliant.
Yeah.
Even though I feel genuinely sincere, my inability to actually articulate sincerity will always cost me in the long run.
I feel like I've just been given government guidelines again.
I know, yeah. I genuinely don't know though whether I've been insulted or complimented with that one. That was extraordinary.
I was as confused as I was after the press conference.
Invisible Touch from Genesis with Dancing in the Dark from Bruce Springsteen just ahead of that. 20 to 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, or Friday's Eve, 17th of September it is. Good to have you with us, folks. And thank you so much for all of the WhatsApps. 0871 88 0008 if you need to give us a shout. JP has been on from a foggy kingdom. Tommy Al has been on, the Lily White has been on, there's Damo in Dublin has been on as well. There's loads and loads of WhatsApps in. Gareth in Limerick. Also, Gareth the Trucker, who's basically smuggling illegal goods across the border.
Yay!
He doesn't necessarily say it like that in his WhatsApp, but that's reading between the lines.
It's cold. Yeah, we all know what he's up to.
He says he's heading flat out for Dublin from the border region. That says smuggling to me.
Definitely. Yeah, he's smuggling sausage rolls or something like that. You know what I mean?
Something afoot.
Yeah.
And also here, our old mate Collie has been on. He sent us a picture of the holly tree.
Yes, which one?
He just says the holly tree full of red berries only means one thing, a bad winter.
I tell you something, it's like talking. He's like the wise man in the sea, so he is, yeah. If you're asking him now, he'd have all reasons for that now. And then you'd be there, Collie, what do you mean?
I'm telling you now, the holly with the tree in it in Cork, when the gull flew upside down, then there was a time when the sun or summer was so bad, the fella's ears were burnt off his head. No. And since then, the tree never had the belly on it on the bad one.
So that's...
And you'd be like, oh my God.
I wonder if we were to ring Alan from Carlow Weather and say, Alan, we've just had a report in that the berries are red on the holly tree. Wondering, what's the forecast? Shocking.
Oh, do you know what he'd say?
It's 10 foot of snow.
He'd say, did Collie send you that picture as well? He'd say.
Collie, thanks for that.
Thanks, Collie.
Is there anything... Because I have to say, I came across a few bits and pieces like that. I've gotten this thing that if I see cows sitting down...
Oh, are you
I'm
into that?
I'm expecting rain.
Yeah. That's because you're up in the countryside.
Because
then.
I went to Narnia. And now... Well, do you not think that cow might be just tired, Jim? No.
That cow's been on his feet since January. And she needs a rest. Yeah, I don't know. I all of these things, I think they're hilarious. I love hearing about them, though.
Absolutely.
Like the Donegal Postman says, I saw a fox wearing a top hat and a monocle, therefore it's going to be a lovely summer.
We might do a few of those later on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just out of curiosity, see if there's any more. By the way, you can get trained in Vegas games. Jim's been on to say every morning at 10 a.m. they do classes on the games in Vegas.
I did not know that.
That's brilliant. So it's a bit like if you go on a skiing holiday and you can't ski, and you go to the school bit in the early morning, and then you're let loose in the afternoon.
I didn't know that. I know that if you're at a game in Vegas and you ask the croupier for advice, they have to help you.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So I just was like, what do you think?
What would you do?
That's what I did until I learned the game. And they do, they help you, you know.
Yeah.
Because they still know that the house is going to win regardless.
No matter what.
And then you're going to tip them. So they're quite happy to do it.
So I must remember that. That's big on my bucket list. I'd love to see Vegas. What else we got? Derek the Butcher checking in. Mentioned Elaine. I'm Out of Love. That was it. Was the other big hit.
Oh, Anastasia.
Yeah, and we also didn't mention... Let me just see who this is that's reminding me of this. This is Jer Ford. We also didn't mention Des Lynam was apparently born in Clare.
I didn't know that.
So we can claim him as Irish.
This is the weirdest morning ever. I'm learning so much. Mm. Anastasia had those two songs. Des Lynam's from Clare. Your cow is knackered and Collie's holly tree is bustling.
Yeah.
I never knew any of these things.
Morning to Andreas. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Andreas, apologies for that. Andreas. A-N-D-R-I-U-S. Would you go for Andreas?
Andreas Cassetta, yeah. I would say, yeah.
Absolutely. And there's poor old Babs, who apparently is walking the streets of Shannon in the pitch dark to work. Steady out there.
The streets of Shannon on the way to work?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. I've been to Shannon Airport.
I've done gigs in Shannon and all, yeah.
I've been to the airport, that's all.
I did it. There's a place right beside it. I did it. One of the most peculiar gigs of my life in it. And it was so weird, I can't remember why.
Mm.
Maybe Collie knows. Text Collie and ask him why that gig was weird.
He'll have to consult his tree.
Yeah. He'll ask the magic bush out the back garden.
Actually, that's what we should do. We should find out. Maybe maybe we'll hold off till a bit later on. But I love those things. You know, if you see, kind of, you know, like the Groundhog Day.
Yeah, the way...
Or no, what's the one? St. Swithin's Day. If it rains on St. Swithin's Day.
If it rains on St. Swithin's Day, it's going to rain for...
For 40 days or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And Groundhog is what?
The Groundhog is the day that if it... what is it? I don't know, if he speaks Latin or... I don't know what it is. I can't remember what the Groundhog thing is.
Right.
Anyway, that's not real, is it? That's just a movie, is it? Or is there actually a groundhog ceremony?
No, there's the actual, yeah, there's the groundhog.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a real thing. I can't remember what he does. If he comes out and goes back in again, or something, it's something to do with his shadow. If he sees his own shadow or something.
Is this a real thing? If he sees his own shadow,
yeah,
what?
I don't know.
Something happens with the weather or something.
Yeah. It's a yeah thing.
If he sees his own shadow, you go skiing in March.
It's along those lines.
Oh my God.
I'll look it up.
This is brilliant.
Anyway, listen, away from that, I'll tell you what we have for you today. We have got the hit bit, of course. It's worth €1,830, would you say?
Oh, yes, it is. €1,830, yeah.
Cool. So we'll be playing for that. Magic Mike is with us today. He's this side of the country today. So he'll be here right beside us checking out the old WhatsApp. If you want to let him know that you want to play, 087-188-0008 and classichits.ie. You can start there with all the previous guesses. Also, of course, the breakfast table quiz. Great break to the Midlands Park Hotel. Chocolate and bubbles and bed and breakfast at the Midlands Park Hotel is our prize this week. And I think it's still 10 to beat, is it?
Still 10 to beat the breakfast table quiz, yeah. So 11 or more will put you into the lead, yeah.
And is there anything currently tickling your funny bone at the moment on the news wires?
Well, that's all. A lot of them is tickling me funny bone there, especially all this weather carry on. The essentials for the home. What do you consider your essentials for the home if you're moving into a new house? It's a big one there.
Brilliant. You know, because I watched something yesterday on Netflix and you came straight into my head. I thought,
oh,
this
God.
PJ Gallagher has got to watch this program. It's called Minimalism, right? And I think they may have discovered the answer to your housing crisis.
I'm dying to hear this.
You're going to have to watch it.
Absolutely. You have to tell me that this morning. Don't be sending me home with this information. I need it so badly.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the solution for you, big man.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
What is it? Just buy a kennel, is it?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say kennel, but you are slightly along the right line.
Can you get Wi-Fi in it?
Yeah, the boys of summer, Don Henley here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 17th of September, Friday's Eve, almost 10 past 7. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. And boys of summer, that could be prophetic for the next few days.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be great.
You are bang on. I was all sort of thinking you were a bit mad, but it's looking lovely now it's been lovely the last few days.
Yeah,
and it looks
this
like
afternoon,
we'll get the rest of the week.
Yesterday, the app was predicting glorious things for this afternoon.
God, goodness gracious, yeah, me.
And in fact, the next few days, because we were talking about the HB Ice Cream Sunday.
We were talking.
And that looks like it's going to be a good day. So actually, we'll tell you more about that a bit later on. But the next few days look like they're going to be absolutely belters.
It is lovely, so it is.
It'll be a great time to get out and about, particularly if you can't find any room in your house.
Yeah,
it's a great time to get out and about.
Well, this is it. They've done a big survey of people, renters, largely renters, right?
Mm.
And it says, look, your dream house, if you can get into it, if you think you'd actually get on the property ladder now, which is, it's a hurdle in itself, to be quite honest with you. Don't I know? So if you think you can get onto the property ladder, they said, what do you need? What do you think your house would have to have? What are your must-have essentials in the home?
Yeah.
Or for the home? And it gives us an idea how people are thinking. So, you know, nowadays, a lot of people would say they want a home office. Because as you heard today in the news, half of people think they're not going to go back to their office. So they want a workspace.
So does that mean, okay, so is that a room?
Because
a home office is effectively something. I mean, a home office could be you at the kitchen table with your laptop.
No. Not
they want
that.
A designated room.
Yeah, so they can go to work effectively and sort of have it within the house and no one goes in there except for work. You know, a proper office.
Okay.
Not just like
you.
So
you need an extra room in wherever you live.
Exactly, yeah. So that's become one of the things that people really want to have. But there's actually a list. There's a top 10-y kind of list. But I don't know if we even need to sort of do it as a countdown because some of the things in the list are a little bit strange. So, new appliances is right up there. Of course it is. You move into a new house, you want to have a new fridge. You don't want to be bringing your dirty old fridge from the last place. Well, you know what I mean? Or your grotty old microwave or whatever it is you have. Maybe you bring in your kettle's ashamed of itself coming into a new kitchen.
Right.
And you want to
so you have to have
it.
You want to have all new appliances heading into your home.
A lot of people do.
This is the ideal, is it? This is like what you aspire to.
Well, this is like when they ask people, what are your must-haves in a new home? This is the sort of top 10 that it came down
to. I can't believe that. I literally thought we were going to end up with a television, a bed, a couch.
You see, a lot of it is considered done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anyway, can I just once again say, nobody needs a bed or a couch.
This is why it would have been a very different survey if you'd have been involved.
Yeah, definitely would.
Like, you'd have started with, okay, walls.
Yeah, walls, right. Yeah.
Roof.
Yes.
Windows optional.
A knife and a fork. And a bowl. And at least two cups, because sometimes I like to make an egg in a cup when I have a cup of coffee.
So you'd be quite happy to spend a lot of your time on the floor. Sitting on the floor, sleeping on the floor.
I put a mattress down. You don't need a bed. Why is there such a thing as a bed? To this day, I will never
understand why you want a mattress on the floor, a kind of Chinese style.
Yeah, whatever they
do. Or Japanese style, is it?
I don't know who does it. They're intelligent people in the world. They don't fall for the marketing of being sold a bed.
What if you have a bad back, PJ?
Then buy a good mattress and stick on the floor.
You might need some orthopedic support.
Dear, this is unbelievable. You need a rope to get yourself up off the ground. That's all you need. So new appliances. And then you see that the way tastes have changed over the years. So number 9 is a balcony. Some people are saying...
A balcony?
Yes, a balcony.
As an essential.
As an essential. I wouldn't leave the home I'm in now unless I could have a balcony. Some people are saying if they could get the things that they really want, they'd move up to 20 miles from the home. But then you see the list and you see that some things are on this list. Like a balcony. God forbid you just sit outside.
I'm surprised that's not an essential. A balcony.
I wouldn't have thought so. But to me, again, a balcony is just something else you need to clean.
Yeah.
I don't really get.
I'm telling
it's
you,
another outdoor
this
area.
Is your... This program I was telling you about, this Netflix documentary, Minimalism, it's... Oh, my God, man. I think you're going
to
love it. It literally is.
I have to look
it is just a kickback against having stuff. And there's actually, what you're saying, that thing about the balcony, okay, just being another place to clean. There was one of these guys from a thing called Life Edited, which you would love, right? You would love that. This guy said they did a survey on an average house.
Yeah.
Okay, it was in America, admittedly. They did a survey on an average house, and they did, you know, the heat map?
Oh,
so
yeah,
where you spend
yeah.
time in a house?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it turns out about 40% of your house...
Oh, yeah, nobody uses
it. Is
that
used.
House.
There was whole sections of, like, the porch, never used. You know, certain rooms, like an official dining room, never used.
Yeah.
About 40% of your house, they said, max, gets use. This is made for you. I can't wait for you to watch this documentary.
I lived in a two-bedroom apartment, and I never saw the second bedroom until I was leaving.
Not even for storage.
Well, I didn't really have
very much.
Hang
on a second. When I'm talking to a man who literally has one fork and one knife.
I didn't really have
And
anything.
I'm talking about storage.
Like, I filled up my car and went off to the next place. Like, I could do... I was able to move in a car in one run car.
This documentary was... In fact, I think you should have been in it. I think you're an advocate of it.
Unfortunately, you have to actually have a home to be in that show documentary, I'd say, at the moment. An open plan kitchen and a living room area. I guess everybody wants a sort of a broad kitchen of some description, don't they? And a new boiler. I don't know what's wrong with the old boiler, but for some reason, a new boiler is what made the list.
What sort of a list is this?
I don't know, it's weird, isn't
it? These are regarded as essentials in a new home.
The must-haves, yeah. The must-haves.
A balcony and a boiler.
And a new boiler. I'm not using somebody else's dirty boiler. You wouldn't know what they'd have in it. An ensuite bathroom.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a nice little touch.
Not really.
I wouldn't have said essential now.
I wouldn't have said essential. And then here's one I don't understand. A separate toilet is number 5. Separate toilet.
Well,
what does that
mean?
Well,
to be honest with you, I've worked with you now on this show for over 4 years, and I don't think... I think I'd be quite happy if there was a... You know, the way you have a designated studio now, I'd be quite happy if they also said, look, you know, PJ, that's your toilet, and other people will use this one.
But what does a separate toilet mean? Does that mean it's outside the house, like down the back garden, or down the end of the road, caught out?
I assume it means a toilet in its own right, as opposed to a toilet as part of a bathroom.
What does that
mean? I don't know.
So a toilet with no sink.
Mike, could you give us a definition on a separate toilet?
Yeah, a separate toilet would be like a downstairs loo or something. With
right,
no shower
so
or bath.
Like not a shower or a bath, just literally the loo and the hand basin.
In front of the television, like.
That would be good.
You see the way this would have been such a different survey if they'd have only asked PJ.
So there's actually people out there that say, I need a toilet in the front room, I can't be bothered going to the bathroom.
Not in the front room, but you know,
in
maybe in an appropriate spot somewhere in the house.
Under the stairs.
You go, under the stairs.
A jack's just on its own under the stairs.
Where does PJ live?
A jack's just on its own under the stairs. And when there's instead of the bathroom.
Well, not instead of, as well as. So upstairs you have your full bathroom.
Right.
For example.
Yeah.
And you have your shower or your bath and your, you know, all your stuff and your toilet and hand basin. And then downstairs you've got a separate one. you know, another little toilet and a hand basin so that...
Oh, so there's a washing facility in it.
Yeah.
Right, so another bathroom, a smaller bathroom.
Of sorts. Yeah,
separate toilet,
like to call
sounds
it that.
Mental. It sounds like sitting outside so you can look at the garden, look at the view, people walking past. It's the strangest description of anything I've ever heard.
You make it sound like it's not even plumbed in, like it's just a separate toilet.
Yeah.
And you could use it for things like, oh, I don't know, growing plants.
Yeah, growing plants in it. Yeah, exactly, yeah. They just, yeah, exactly. I can't, separate toilet. It's the most bizarre wording. High-speed broadband, obviously, you need to connect to the universe. That's definitely there.
That, right.
And down to the last three, I think we're going to hit Jim. It's like Jim. Now, this is Jim was definitely involved in the survey.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
An allocated parking space.
Yes, essential, ladies and gentlemen, essential. Vastly underrated.
Yeah, he'd be out there with traffic cones and a shotgun. double glazing.
At least triple.
In case you live...
Triple. Double glazing, no, it won't work for you. Triple glazing with the highest STC rating you can get.
They, look at it. This is all gym. And number one is a garden.
A garden,
I mean, you're
yes.
a growing man. Personally, a garden wouldn't be for me now when you can actually go outside for free.
I mean, let's be
and
clear.
And let the council do it.
Let's be clear about what a garden, you know, the kind of garden I'm talking about is maybe some raised beds.
Yeah.
or some large flower pots.
I agree with you.
I don't want lawns and
so
everything.
So Jim's garden is actually in a separate toilet.
Yeah, Sleeping Satellite from Tasman Archer here. A classic hits, almost 7:23. Brilliant WhatsApp in from Paul Roach.
Yeah.
You know, they were talking about my garden, how my garden would have, there wouldn't be lawns, maybe just some raised beds.
But yeah, be just surrounded by porcelain by the sounds of it there, yeah.
So Paul Roach just texted in, PJ's garden would have no raised beds, just mattresses spread around on the ground. Very subtle. Come on, that's clever. Based on your argument against beds. Well, you're an anti-beds man.
I am an anti-beds man. Unless it comes to the garden. The garden's the only appropriate place to have one, actually.
Anyway, let us know if there's an essential that you think no house should be without. Now, I assume we are going to rule out walls and a roof and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but if there's one particular personal essential for you. Like, for example, I've just had a text from a mate of mine, Natasha, to say a walk-in wardrobe would be your essential.
A walk-in wardrobe?
A walk-in wardrobe, yeah. You know, a wardrobe that effectively is a room.
Yeah, why would I want one of them?
Well, not you.
Oh, sorry,
was,
I beg
you. She said for her.
I thought you were talking about me. I was there going, gee, but sir, what would I keep? And I'd have to turn
You could live in a walk-in wardrobe.
I'd have to turn it into a miniature cinema or something.
Anyway, let us know. 087-188-0008. Snow Patrol, Take Back the City here at Classic Hits. Almost 20 to 8. Hitbit nearly here. 087-188-0008. Last call on the Hitbit. Magic Mike is standing by. He's with us on this side of the country today. Back from the West and standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to have a go at playing the Hitbit.
Yeah, the great news, and I've always suspected this, I have to say, when it comes to Vikings.
Right.
Listen, Vikings. Huge part of Irish history. They basically were the foundation of why we ended up being city people. You can trace cities of Ireland all the way back to the Vikings, especially and particularly on the east coast of the country.
Right.
So a huge part of our history. And now it turns out great research has been done to give us evidence, DNA evidence, that reveals the Vikings that came to Ireland were most probably predominantly Norwegian and not Swedish or Danish, as was previously expected, which makes us very different from England as well, because they were mostly Danish Vikings that would have been in England.
So we had our own brand of Vikings.
So we had our own
from
brand
Norway.
Of Vikings, yeah, yeah.
And a whole load of Olli Gunnar Solskjaers arrived.
Whole load of them, yeah. And I always knew it. Can I just say, I always knew it.
Why?
And there's a reason they obviously film all these dramas about Vikings in Wicklow.
Well, they do. I mean, the current one, Valhalla, and this that's playing in the background, the actual Vikings show that... or RTE were showing for a long time as well. Yeah, that's always. I mean, the amount, like literally only last week, I actually ended up driving up the hill behind a longboat. I kid you not.
Where does this man live? I mean, honest to God, it's not unicorns, longboats.
And then it turned down towards Newtown, down towards the lake and whatever, yeah. And honestly, it's not, I know it sounds
it's
weird.
It's mad, isn't it? Where are you going?
I'm going to do the Lidl. I'm going to do the shopping.
I'm telling you. Always. And then, of course,
they're selling longboat paddles in Lidl.
Well, you did say it, but you always. And I know lots of people who have been extras in that and in the Vikings thing. And
of course,
been,
you do.
All that sort of stuff. So you're right, yeah, all the Viking
I
stuff.
I knew it. Listen,
why did you know it?
Because listen to us. Listen to Wicklow. It's the accent never changed. never changed. So you've got the Norwegians and the Nordic Vikings. They arrived in Ireland going, how's it going? Nice to meet you. And what do they sound like in Arklow? How's it going? Nice to meet you. Look at you there now. Did you know my great-grandfather there now wasn't there a Viking? We don't talk like this there in England because their Vikings were Danish.
Well, why do they arrive on our side of the world? I mean, surely if they're coming down from Norway, they should have arrived, you know, at the top end of Ireland first.
Oh, they did. They arrived there as well. I just don't think they liked it. They were there going, there's all very strange around here. We'll keep going down now to Wicklow. And then they met a fellow in Wicklow and goes, does some of us even sound like you are down there? And they're like, this is a great place. I like to be here. And they're like, yeah, you're very welcome. How do we understand you already? I don't know why. That's mad. Yeah.
Maybe it does fit to a certain extent. The idea that we can find perfect Viking scenery effectively.
I'm telling you.
All over Wicklow.
If you do a DNA, these people that did this research, they need to go to Wicklow and start doing DNA, because I'm telling you, Wicklow people still sound like Vikings. There's definitely something in it. And they also did loads of research on what the Vikings that arrived in Ireland would have looked like.
Right.
So many of them would have had brown hair and not blonde, which is sort of the thing, including the famous Ireport warrior from County Galway. Yeah, Galway, yeah. He was out of Bray. He was there. That's the reason Salt Hill looks like Bray. I'm going to be in the bumper cars to the West Coast. And the Viking identity in Ireland and Britain isn't limited to those of Scandinavian ancestry. So they found out that the Vikings,
really?
When they got here, they already had sort of mixed with other cultures and all of that carry on as well. And an individual Viking buried in Dublin and Ship Street, they reckon now, having done DNA on his bones and his remains, that he was a Viking that probably was born and lived in Ireland. Most likely, I would say, a fella out of Bray or Arklow or something like that. He was the first. He was basically, they have a grave there, they think it's a Viking grave. It's not. It's a Wicklow grave in Ireland.
Wow, this is quite burial. A discovery. This could rewrite Irish history.
It definitely will, yes. Basically a perfectly, all these Dublinians and all these things.
So you're saying the reason they chose Wicklow to film it is because they felt, well, the accents will be spot on.
When they got to Wicklow, there was no one there. I'd say that's what happened. And then the Viking accent, the Wicklow accent just became the Viking accent. And it has lasted this long. So when you are walking around Wicklow and you're thinking, oh, this is great now, oh, it's lovely and all, and then you hear a fella going, do you want to get a bag of chips or something? No. You just think that's some fella selling chips. You know what I mean? Some madman or something.
Hagar the Great.
It's actually a great descendant of Hagar, yeah. Or when you're walking past Jim's Gaff and all, or you're looking for parking and all, and you hear this, don't be parking down now, that's what I like to be parking, can't you see me, traffic hounds? You don't know it at the time, but millennia of history is going through all of these things. Unbelievable stuff, Jim. You're very lucky. 2020.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is worth 1,830 quid. Whopping amounts of cash going on the Hit Bit this morning. So here it is to listen to it one more time. There you go. That's it banging in the background. And after I was talking about fair play to me for not talking over both of them.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Seamus is going to play first this morning. We're going to try and give him 1,830 on the Euros. How are you getting on, Seamus?
Hello.
Hello, Seamus.
Hello.
It's Jenny.
It's very similar to Seamus.
It is, yeah. I really couldn't tell the difference at all. Sorry about that. How are you, Jenny? How are you getting on today?
Good, good morning.
What's the crack? Where are you today?
I'm in Ballymun.
Ballymun. Do you reckon there's going to be a bit of sun around the East Coast?
I hope so, yeah.
Will you get out in it at all?
I will, yeah.
Oh, good.
Good for you. Good for you, Jenny.
Well, let's get you dancing in the sunlight, Jenny. What do you think the Hit Bit is?
I think it's Whitney Houston, I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Right, Whitney Houston, Magic Mike, what's the story?
Okay, Seamus. Sorry about that, that was me not reading my handwriting correctly. What am I going to tell you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you that it's wrong.
Oh dear.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, Jenny, the thing is, he actually hadn't a bad idea there, but he couldn't commit to it.
Yeah. He couldn't keep his eyes going.
Give me a second chance because you got my name wrong.
Exactly. You can. I tell you what you should do, Jenny. Ring back a Seamus.
Yeah.
And you'll get on again. Listen, have a great day, Jenny.
Yeah, you too.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Take care. Wendy Shattuck is waiting on the other line. Hiya, Wendy.
Morning, PJ and Jim.
Hey, Wendy, how are you? Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Donaghmede in Dublin 13.
And what's the plan of attack for today?
The plan of attack is I'm going to work.
Right. So are you physically going, or is it a work from home situation?
No, physically going.
Good for you. Out you get. It's good to know somebody's actually leaving the house nowadays.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Enjoy it while you can, anyway.
Yeah.
Right, Wendy, we'd love to give you some money. 1,830 quid. What is it?
My guess is Matthew Wilder. Nothing's Gonna Break My Stride.
I used to love that song. Yeah. I haven't heard that song in ages.
Mm. No.
I tell you what, actually. Last night I had the strangest...
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Sorry, it's wrong.
Dear.
I'll try again.
Absolutely, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Absolutely. Why people keep coming back, I don't know, but they do. Wendy, keep at it. Cheers.
I will. Thanks,
Take
million.
Care.
See you, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
This singing thing is extraordinary. It's taken him over. It was going to be Whitney, and then... Yeah. Bit of Matthew Wilder.
Yeah, it's just I last night.
That's strange.
I'm not committing to the song.
Oh, that's
brilliant. Quality, Michael. Quality.
It's actually harder for him to sing when he's with us. It's like he feels our gaze upon
exactly,
him.
Exactly.
He sings better when he's on the West
spotlight.
Coast.
Yeah, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 17th of September. It's almost 10 past 8. And regular listeners to this show will know that PJ and myself have had this long-standing thing where we would like... Well, we'd like to kind of achieve something, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
we'd
like to kind very of much be, so. I wouldn't mind winning an award, you know, at least once for myself. If I have to do it with you, I'll take it, but I'd like it for myself.
If you're really stuck. But yeah, we'd like to kind of, you know, put ourselves on the map to some extent as having, you know, having something that we could actually be proud of. And we've toyed in the past with the idea of maybe getting ourselves into the record books.
Exactly, the Guinness Book of Records. And it comes out at this time every single year. And unfortunately, every single year it looks like it's harder to get into it. Well, of course it is every single year.
Yeah.
Because every record from previous is broken.
We're not talking genuine feats of human kind of amazement. We're not talking jumping the highest, running the fastest. We're quite content, aren't we, to take on anything that really, you know, it doesn't exactly have to be, you know, athletic.
No, definitely not. And even unfortunately with the non-athletic, a lot of it is out of our reach. Especially when you look at it this year and you see that the world's smallest living man is in there. I don't think either of us would qualify quite for that.
There's always something, you know, isn't there? There's always something.
Always something. The world's smallest living man is a fella called Edward Nino Hernandez. And he's in the book, smallest man in the world, 2'4". He's 2'4". He's from Colombia. You want to see the picture of him? Delighted with himself.
Yeah.
What? If you're 2'4", this is a serious question. You go to the doctor and he tells you, right, what, you know, I'm having a little trouble with the weight there and all. And the doctor goes, well, your BMI, can you still do the BMI and all at 2'4"?
Because of the ratio between your height and your weight.
Yeah, like if you say it's on the phone, listen, I can't make it into you, I'm not feeling great. I think I'm going to have to put on a few pounds there and whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to see my BMI. And he goes, right, well, what's your body weight? I'm four stone. What? Oh, my God. What weight? Two foot. Is there any way?
I don't know. It's just a good question. It wasn't a direction I was expecting the conversation to go.
I suppose,
but nonetheless,
shows the way my brain works. The first thing I thought was, "What's his BMI? I hope he's healthy." After him, though, there's loads of these. Actually, this year's.
Is there anything at all that you found yet that we could actually that you thought? Hang on a second.
Yes,
Jim
there
and myself
is.
Could take that on.
So Gary Dushel from the US, he's the longest chewing gum wrapper chain in the world. He made the longest chewing gum wrapper chain in the world. See, the thing is, you go, oh, I could do that. I could definitely do that. But then you think to yourself,
you'd have to buy all the chewing gums.
You have to buy all the chewing gum, and then you have to bother doing it. 106,810 feet. Of chew gum wrappers.
I mean, I like a chewing gum every so often, but I don't think I'd go that far.
Like, in fairness as well, it's a lot easier being the world's shortest man. It takes less effort. You're just born that way.
Yeah.
Whereas this fella had to go and do the 106,000 of chewing gum.
And with that chewing gum wrappers thing, is there any way of wriggling it Elvis?
Come on! Spearing a joke in like he meant it. Look at that.
On fire.
And Ava Clark from Australia, who did 12,003 burpees in 24 hours. There's a challenge.
Here we have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have just literally uncovered our next big challenge. PJ Gallagher's massive burpee. Come on! It even sounds brilliant. PJ Gallagher's massive burpee. How many do you have to do?
12,003.
Doddle, you do that most.
Are you out of your mind?
You do that as warm-up, don't you? Before you do your workout.
I wanted to do, for my birthday just gone, I was there, right, I'm 45. I want to do 45 burpees on my 45th birthday. Right? Yeah. That was the plan, right?
Yeah.
To show I can still do it and all, right? I did 15 and was there, right? Let's not rush into this. Next year, I'll do it for.
Have you ever done one of those birthday workouts? I did one when I was 49.
Did you? What was the birthday workout?
It's like that. You do 49 of, there's whatever there is, half a dozen different exercises.
No, I've never done it.
You know, whatever, box jumps, burpees and all those kind of things.
What, you do 49 squats with the world's smallest man on your shoulder?
That would have made it way more interesting. Come on, Mike. You must be feeling this. This is fantastic. What a name. PJ Gallagher's massive burpee, and we take on the burpee world record.
Yeah, I don't, like, in fairness, I'm not going to make it.
Only 12,000.
I'll have a cardiac arrest. I'm still not
seeing a downside here.
The brutality of it. Unreal. I definitely can't do it. I will say my favourite one in this whole thing, though, is the world's smallest bus driver.
Before you go on to that, is there an actual world record for the world's biggest burp?
I'm sure there is one, yeah.
And maybe you could take that on.
I can't burp. I can't do it. And I hate burping.
Oh, right, okay. You're not one of those people who can burp on demand.
No, I can't do it. I tried to do it years for school. You know, the lads. That's all I was. I'd be trying to blend in, just going. Like, that's not a burp.
So you're just like a giant frog.
Yeah, what are you just croaking? Oh, jeez, that food was gorgeous. The lads would be doing real ones. Oh, yeah, jeebus. Get it up. Better out than in, lads. Like, you're not burping. I'm not burping at all.
Okay, right, so the burp thing's not going to happen.
I'd have a good go with the amount of vegetables I eat. I'm on a lot of roughage these days.
What? Bottom burps?
I could enter the farting end of things and maybe get somewhere. But burping, it would be great if trying to blend in, trying to train your bottom to do that. Did you just give out to me?
Right, okay, so that's out of the question. Right, so what's the bus driver guy then?
Oh, God, well, you have been looking for the other stuff now.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you this fella now. Well, he's the smallest bus driver at, I thought I said 5.6 inches. No, he's 4 foot 5 and 6 inches. I was like, oh my God. I read that totally wrong. I got the Friday Life. He's a bus driver.
The world's only matchbox bus driver.
The matchbox, yeah.
That would be incredible. That would be fantastic.
Oh my God. Yeah, so yeah, not 5.6 inches, 4 foot 5.6 inches.
Right.
And his name is Faik Hashem. And he drove a regular car for more than 20 years. He's been driving for years and years and years. No big deal.
Right.
You know, he adapted the car and all. But now he's the smallest bus driver in the world, which is
like
great.
I like the idea of being able to kind of categorise it based on, like, that instance. He's not the smallest man in the world.
No,
he's just the smallest bus driver.
It's a subcategory.
So maybe as a subcategory of something to do with being a radio presenter or a comedian or something, maybe we can, you know, maybe there's a comedian burpee world record or a, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Or,
yeah, I
or
know what
a
you're
radio
saying.
Presenter burping or a bottom burping record. You know, we've got to find our niche.
I'm trying to make my mark in the world. They go, well, what can you do? Right. Well, what about the world's over 45's comedian on the radio who eats too much veg and goes, bleep, what about, all the time?
It's got to be a winner, surely.
Is this what it's amounted to?
This is what your life has amounted to. This could be the apex, the pinnacle of your life.
I'm just glad I get to disappoint you as well as me at the same time. If I'm bringing you down with me, I'm all right with it. I can live with that, Jim.
Yeah. Actually, maybe there's a world record in that, isn't there?
Yeah, the most tedious person to his work partner. Today is
gonna be the day. Yeah, Magic Mike's favourite, Oasis, Wonderwall. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 17th of September. It's 8:21. Thanks a million for letting us hang out with you folks. And thanks a million for all the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Fred has been on. He wants to know whether it's always minimum fare on that bus with the smallest bus driver. Come on! That was... are you not speaking? Oh, you're back on your old... He's back in his old system now. I'll have to change him around.
Oh, there you go.
He was temporarily off his old system.
I was temporarily gone for a second there.
Right. Also, a couple of suggestions, PJ. Somebody says, what about the most burpees done whilst on the radio? As a record.
I mean, that's not a bad... I mean, if that's actually qualifies, we could be onto something, to be honest.
There you go. That could be a thing.
As long as there was hasn't been a record that was more than 10 previously, I would absolutely do it.
Look, I think I've just found it.
Yeah, what is it?
PJ, why don't you try to enter the record books for the most failed world record attempts? So if you just keep doing them all, try them all, you fail at them all... The most failures at record attempts would be in itself a record. Well, I think there's a beautiful symmetry in that.
Well, you know, I am actually in the Guinness Book of Records by default.
Right.
Because I went with me ma to the biggest large gathering of people with the same second name in Donegal.
A giant gathering of Gallaghers.
Yeah. So I went to that in Letterkenny many years ago. And I believe it's still in the Guinness Book of Records. It's the largest gathering.
Okay.
And it was the Gallaghers.
Are you name checked in that?
No. See, it's just funny enough. And the thing is that we beat
the Joneses.
Although,
strangely, you kind of are, because it was a gathering of Gallaghers.
Yeah, by default, literally. But we beat the Joneses. So it was the whole thing was keeping up with the Joneses. And we beat the Joneses who had a gathering in Wales.
That's
and the
brilliant.
Gallaghers came together in Donegal, because most Gallaghers are in Donegal, so it made it easier. And and we bet them. And I think we're still in there.
That's fantastic. Also, Elaine thinks maybe the Jaffa cake eating... We'll have to find out what the official Jaffa Cake world record is. I mean, that would be a record attempt worth failing at.
I would, I would gladly fail.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, to be honest, I'd have a good crack at that. I don't think I could ever stop eating Jaffa Cakes.
There you go.
I think if somebody put a million Jaffa Cakes in front of me, I would just eat them. I think I would just keep... Yeah. I mean, it would take me 10 years, but I would live solely on them.
Yeah, no time restriction, you'd be happy. Right, listen, 087-188-0008. If you do happen to have any particular brainwaves... do let us know. Magic Mike is wagging his finger at me. Hang on a second.
Why? No, I've just spotted the Jaffa Cake record.
Oh, you think?
What is
really?
It?
What is it?
Want me to tell you?
Go on.
Yeah, yeah.
PJ Gallagher, do you think you could beat a guy called Stu, that's how it's spelled, S-T-U, who ate an incredible 36 Jaffa Cakes in just 3 minutes?
Oh, you'd give that a go.
I'd give it a go, man.
36 in 3 minutes?
That's one cake every 5 seconds, it says.
Sure, they're only one bite in a swallow.
3 minutes.
I think you could have a go at that.
I'd give it a go, Mike.
I think that's a potential
I'd
go.
I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
I'd give it a go.
Excellent. Okay, right. We may have stumbled across one. Any other suggestions, feel free.
You're in for it, Stew. Any man that names himself after a half-decent dinner is in for a whipping.
087-188-0008. If you think there's anything else we could take on... Yeah, some guaranteed Irish Fergal Sharkey, a good heart here at Classic Hits, almost 20 to 9. Actually, the good-hearted among you can look out this Sunday for HB's Ice Cream Sunday, because it looks like weather-wise we're going to have a good few days, okay?
Nothing better
than a fantastic ice cream on a glorious day.
I don't care what anyone says. If you're the type of person that doesn't like ice cream, you are the type of person I don't want to be hanging around with.
Right, you've heard it there. Say no more. Anyway, listen, the idea is that HB have HB's Ice Cream Sunday happening this Sunday, the 20th. And it's a very special thing because it's all in aid of Down Syndrome Ireland. And the idea is it will support Down Syndrome Ireland's educational services for young children. So the idea is that you go and get yourself a HB multi-pack on this Sunday, okay? And they will donate 10 cents from that multi-pack to Down Syndrome Ireland. So it's a win-win. It's ice cream for you. It's funding for Down Syndrome Ireland.
Never have you been asked to participate in something so much crack that can cause so much good. I can tell you that much. It's a great thing.
Really good. Now, you can make your own donation if you so wish. You can go on to downsyndrome.ie and you can make your own donation there. But this Sunday, HB's Ice Cream Sunday, happening this Sunday, and all you got to do is pick up a HB multi-pack and know the 10 cent from that, from what you've spent, will go towards Down Syndrome Ireland and their See and Learn programme, which is helping young children. And the educational services provided by Down Syndrome Ireland. So it's absolutely fantastic. And as PJ mentioned it previously with this as well, when you do it or when you get involved in it, stick it up on your social media, use the hashtag HB Ice Cream Sunday, and you can tag the likes of HB and Down Syndrome Ireland in your posts all that sort of stuff.
Or better still, tag three of your mates who are unrelated and ask them to do the same thing. You know, spread it around and get it as far and wide as we can.
Absolutely. Sounds fantastic. Maybe you could take on an ice cream kind of record breaking thing, PJ.
Do you know what's happening here is?
What?
You and Mike are just suggesting all the things I like to do, like eating Jaffa cakes and eating ice cream, hoping that I will take on one of these challenges and get physically ill here in the studio in front of you. That's what this is all about.
Win-win, really, buddy. Win-win. But look, there's a lot of support for you. I mean, Fred has been on, and he really thinks you would have a shot at the Jaffa cake eating challenge.
I think so too, Fred.
Because he said, look, PJ, no problem to you with the Jaffa cakes. With your mouth, you'd be eating two at a time anyway.
I'm going to take that as the compliment it was meant in. Thank you very much.
Also, more support here. John and Ballybrack's been on to say PJ should enter the Guinness Book of Records for the shittiest DIY attempts.
Again, I'm going to take that as the compliment I'm sure it was supposed to be.
Yeah, similar, along a similar line. Here's one for PJ. The most famous people imitated in 2 minutes. So your impressions.
Oh my God, my impressions.
Of famous people.
Of course.
I don't know if one of the restrictions is that people have to recognise who you're doing, or if you can just do it.
What are you talking about? They're all the same. Ryan Tuberty. Here's a girl. Never heard the word story. Nelson Mandela. Hey, what's the story?
Yeah, Ronan Keating.
Her. Here's a girl. And all
there you go. There's three you've just banged out in seconds.
Yeah, I mean,
incredible.
And every one of them completely identifiable. Snagglepuss. Hey, Sovereign Secretary. Pat Kenny. Wow.
What about Terry's one? World record for continual UB40 tribute karaoke.
Dear God, Terry. Steady on.
Continual UB40 karaoke. Could you handle that?
I don't know. I'd rather set fire to my hands. Right. But thank you very much for your terrible suggestion. UB40, that's just... Why would you torture anyone? Have they ever had a single?
On the eating one, there is the famous cream crackers one.
Yes.
The most cream crackers eaten in 1 minute.
Have you tried that?
Apparently it's really difficult.
How many is it? But it's again, like four or something.
I'm not sure, but again,
it
would be a win for Mike and me.
Jim, it just turns into a block of cement in your face. It can't be done. I have no idea how or why it dries you up so much.
Okay, what about this? Let's go back to your original set of expertise, okay? Why don't... This is from Dan. No, it's not from John. John Heaney, to say... why doesn't PG just go back to the gym and see how many jocks he can steal without getting caught?
Oh my God, this is never going to go away.
What about that?
As long as accidentally is in the title, mind you.
Accidentally? Really?
Yes, really. I hardly washed someone else's jocks and displayed them in here. If it was a deliberate jock stroke.
So we're going to go then.
God, a jock stroke sounds ridiculous.
Actually, I'd prefer if you didn't stroke jocks of anybody's.
Mind you, your man was never going to come clean. Why does everything sound like an innuendo now? Your man was never going to actually come and get his pants because there were so pictures of them all over the media.
Right.
I suppose after I robbed them. Accidentally.
Accidentally, yeah. Of course. Okay, so at the moment we're still looking as though the Jaffa Cake Challenge might be your way to fame and fortune in the future.
Yes, I think so. I think the Jaffa Cake is the challenge I accept. I accept that one.
Okay.
And I would like to once again clean my name and reputation. I never purposely robbed anybody's pants.
No.
I didn't. I never did it on purpose. Stop looking at me like I'm a weirdo.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, still looking for somebody to beat that score of 10 so far this week to win themselves this fantastic stay at the Midlands Park Hotel, where you'll get B&B, bubbles and chocolates, because that's their big autumn promotion at the moment. They've got a promotion on the go. You can enjoy B&B, bubbles and chocolates from €89. And if you want to get the full details on it, it's all on their website, MidlandsParkHotel.com.
Yes, it is. So 11 is the score you need to get. Sorry, I beg your pardon. 10 the score to beat in the breakfast table quiz this morning. Bubbles and chocolate all over the gaff. If you can just hold on for one day, and Sarah Murphy is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Sarah.
Hiya, PJ.
How are you getting on?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. What's your plans for the day ahead?
I'm going to work later on.
Oh, okay.
What is it you do, Sarah?
I'm a childminder.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Right, so to say you won't be getting out to relax in the sunshine is putting them mildly then.
Oh, no, she's good. She's loved outside, so we'll be out all day.
It's just the one, is it, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, right, Grant. I just had visions of you being surrounded by screaming kids.
No, just one.
Happy days.
I love the way the both of you say just the one, as if that's not a handful in itself.
Right, listen, Sarah, the challenge for you is just to get at least, hopefully more, but at least 11 correct answers in the 60 seconds. Ready to give it a go?
Yep.
Okay, PJ, good to go?
Things out.
Right, here we go.
What name is given to the hard white material of elephant tusks?
The husk.
It's ivory. What is the term given to the study of the weather?
Oh, I'm gonna pass.
Meteorology. Who starred as Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote?
Angela Lansbury.
What pop band had a hit in 1995 with Country House?
Pass.
Blur. What is prepared in a tannery?
Pass.
Leather. What is the international dialing code for the Republic of Ireland?
353.
In what children's story does an attractive bird become a swan?
Children of Lear.
It's the Ugly Duckling. According to the legend, St. Patrick is supposed to have driven what animal out of Ireland?
The snake.
Coconuts grow in what kind of tree?
Pass.
Palm tree. What is the term for a painting painted onto an entire wall?
A mural.
Complete the title of this Kevin Spacey film, The Usual What?
Suspect.
Which county is Bunratty Castle in?
Clare.
What county is the smallest population in Ireland?
Pass.
The small Leitrim. Leitrim.
I thought we were getting on a little run towards the end.
I thought we were getting on a run. I thought we were sort of picking up slowly there.
Oh, yeah. A few sticky ones in there for you, Sarah, to be fair. But you still managed to amass a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. So well done on that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Have a good day, Sarah. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.